prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Molly here, and I want to tell you about losing weight with Nutrisystem. I remember when I could tell that it was working. It happened right away for me. The first week, you see what's happening, and you feel good about it. And if you want to feel great and look great, too, and get your energy up, you can join me, get started today with Nutrisystem. After a few weeks in the program, I'll bet you'll be getting compliments from people. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love, pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. And Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. Guys, lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code radio to get 50% off plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right corner and use the promo code radio to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You have a high pick in Mitch, and he has tremendous success early and shows great promise. And then obviously we see the regression across the board from everybody involved at Halas Hall this year. One thing that I can state about Mitch is that I know he has the skills to win in the NFL. One thing I can say about Matt Nagy is I know that he has the football mind and the ability to lead men and win in this football league. Now, when those two find a way to blend their talents and their skill sets and their knowledge, it's going to be fun to watch coupled with that defense.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is Kyle Long. He was on the station yesterday, I believe, with Danny.
Yep.
And
Danny did a nice job interviewing
Danny did
Kyle.
A great job with it. It was really good stuff.
Good insight.
And enjoyed hearing it. He was on with Danny Parkins yesterday, and Kyle's interesting. Got a lot of good stuff to say.
Really had a lot to say about Mitch and about the Bears and about his future. It leads us to football. And before we get out of here, I want to ask you a couple questions. And one involves the NFL, something we mentioned earlier during the 5 at 5, but that was a while ago. So the Bengals are talking with Andy Dalton, according to the report, and they're trying to work together to engineer a trade so they can get something in return for him, and the team that trades for him could have to pay him the $17 or $18 million that he is due, which the Bears obviously want to kind of monitor this because he's one of those guys you look at as a veteran quarterback, and his former offensive coordinator, which he had success with, Bill Lazor, is now the Bears offensive coordinator. My question to you as a longtime NFL guy, and we both have covered the league, is why in the world would the Bengals get rid of Andy Dalton before they draft Joe Burrows? Why would you do that to yourself but put yourself in that situation? Because, number one, do we know without a doubt that Joe Burrows is on board with coming to Cincinnati, and he's not going to try to be one of these, have one of these Eli Manning moments and engineer his way to another team? And secondly, when you're talking about drafting a guy and revealing everything about who you want, typically teams aren't that transparent. And if you trade Andy Dalton, you're putting all your eggs in the Joe Burrow basket.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Andy Dalton is making 17 point something million dollars. They're just looking for a way to get rid of him without having to eat a lot of the cap stuff. I haven't looked at his contract, and I don't know what the charge would be for them, but I imagine, you know, if you're getting rid of the guy anyway, and Andy Dalton, I mean, you know, he was kind of replaced last year there, right? I mean, he's not their starter anymore. So you kind of want to move on without him, regardless
of
who you're taking.
It's protection.
Well, but, you know, David, you could conceivably, if you were them, trade that pick for like 3 or 4 number one picks. I mean, people are all over this kid. You know, you'd be a fool not to listen to all the things that are being said to you. I don't know that, but there's quarterbacks available. They kind of moved down from Andy Dalton. It's kind of over there. What they're trying to do is to get a pick for the guy. They're trying to tell you, hey, if you really like him, you can have him, but we're going to get something for it. That's why I would, because they're going to take this kid, because they're shopping this guy, I wouldn't do anything about it. I would wait for him to run out of contract, then I would go talk to him. And if I had to stand in line, I'd stand in line because, you know what? I don't think he's worth trading anything of substance. And the Bears, just look at their situation. They don't have a lot of assets to trade.
Yeah, it just seemed like a story that is either promoted by the team looking for a draft pick or an agent looking for a player to preserve that $17 or $18 million he's owed, because it's all about Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. It's all about drafting him, and you know that the writing is on the wall. Okay, so I just was curious what you thought about that.
I wouldn't jump at it. Did you see this? There's a rumor out there that the Bears are looking at the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't put a whole lot of stock in that rumor.
They're willing to trade Khalil Mack, and then they're going to take Chase Young.
But they're not.
No, that's
but they're not
happening.
I mean, really. They're going to trade Khalil Mack and entertain offers just as soon as the White Sox trade for Nolan Arenado.
You beat me to the punchline.
So
that's exactly right.
That NFL intel is not anything that I trust either. All right, so I'm going to ask you an NBA question. So in light of the All-Star game coming to town and Zach LaVine being left out of the festivities, at least on the team, he's going to shoot in the three-point contest. Damian Lillard overnight, last night, pulled out of the All-Star game because of an injury. He's got a groin injury that is going to cause him to miss the festivities. He is on Team LeBron. Now, I know he's from the Western Conference. I don't know how the rules work. Does he have to be replaced by a Western Conference guard, or because the teams are no longer divided in East and West?
Didn't they pick him that way? Didn't they try to be true to the conference? I haven't looked at it long
enough.
Not
sure, but you wouldn't have to worry about Zach LaVine getting to Chicago in time for the game or the festivities because, you know what? He lives here.
Well, Coby White, didn't two guys drop out of the rookie thing? I mean, it's the same thing, David. I mean, look, it'd
this
be
happened
great,
last night, though.
But it would be great if Zach LaVine was included because it would be good for the Bulls. I don't know what else to tell you, especially maybe people have a hard time landing at O'Hara today, right?
Yeah.
So, look outside. That could work in your favor.
I just wonder if that's like, all right, well, you know, we could get somebody. We could get
someone to drive down from Milwaukee, yeah, I'm sure.
But that's an Eastern Conference thing.
I know.
You know?
If, how do you get the Western Conference
going for the Eastern Conference sub, or why not Zach LaVine? I just wonder if that's an avenue or the door's open a crack.
Don't they take the players from the two different conferences
Well, they don't have to, no. But the starters, Team LeBron starters are two Lakers, a Mav, a Rocket, and a Clipper.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a Pacer, a 76er, and a Celtic in his reserves. Same thing with Team Giannis. We've got a Buck, a 76er, a Raptor, a Celtic, and a Hawk.
Yeah, Lillard was a 10th pick, and he's on Team LeBron. So I just wonder if Team LeBron could replace Lillard with LaVine.
Well, that's what they should. If the NBA is smart, because you know what else he might. Lillard also dropped out of the 3-point contest. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So maybe Zach had said if he was in the All-Star game, right, he'd also participate in the 3-point contest
and the dunk contest. Yeah,
do you do the whole thing? You do the trifecta.
Would he still do it?
Well,
has he been practicing his dunks?
Let's see. Like, if I were the NBA, okay, let's go. Zach, here you go. Here's your invite.
Don't you need a week to get your dunking legs on?
No, I'd rather see Zach LaVine dunk than Dwight Howard. I know Dwight Howard is, you know, Superman and all that stuff.
Have you seen his hair?
Okay, but...
You and the hair.
Zach LaVine dunking is a thing, Kevin. I mean, that would be a fun event in town, on his home court, in that building. All right, so...
One question for you. Yeah. The Blackhawks apparently held a team meeting after their latest loss, after the 3-0 loss, with the lopsided number of shots in their favor, but no goals in their favor. And is it their fifth straight loss and the third on this trip and the trade deadline staring them down? What is going on at a team meeting? How does that work?
When you lose 5 in a row and you have one game this month, then I think that hockey guys like to kind of reset, and it's one of your typical, I don't know if it's just because of the realities of the playoff situation or it's just because you've got a team that has hit a brick wall for whatever reason. And that to me is just a product of frustration. They're on this Canadian road trip and they, you know, probably very sense of like, make sure that the wheels don't fall entirely off, because last night had to be, imagine how frustrating it must be. You dominate the play to the point where you have 48 shots on goal and none of them go in. None of them go in and you get shut out 3-0. And the Canucks, you know, are, I think they outshot them 48 to what, 26 or something to that effect. And I just think it's frustration. I don't think it's anything more than that, because and maybe it's just a reminder that you have to get in playoff mode, and you can't lose another game on this road trip.
Yeah, I mean,
Dustin called the next game a must win.
I know, but he's done that for a living. There's only two. Dustin has either the statement game or the must win, and unfortunately, every game in every season, regardless of how many games, is either a must-win or a statement.
They're all statement games.
See,
okay, they're all statement games. When you tuck your shirt in and you pull your socks up tight, okay, and you wear your jock strap, it's a statement game, okay? When you do that, shirts in, jocks tight, socks tall.
Yes.
A famous man once said that.
Yes.
Okay, so when you cross that
Joe
line
Newton.
In any sport.
Joe Newton.
Okay, the greatest Joe Newton.
The greatest cross-country coach in the history of running.
Maybe the greatest high school coach, period, of all time.
Okay.
So you're saying that the Calgary game at Calgary
is a must win.
Calgary
Saturday is a must win, and then the next night against the Winnipeg Jets, back to back Canadian games, that's also a must win.
Another reason to hate the All Star game.
Exactly. The All Star game did this to the Hawks,
and you can't even get a guy in the game. I mean, the NBA owes it to the Blackhawks
so.
And the Bulls just for that.
Waive the rules if a Western Conference player has to replace Lillard. Waive that. Relax the rules. They did. They ruined the Blackhawks season.
I just think you need to spend more time with him. Because when he said must win, you were like, wow,
we are seeing
it's really
things
a must
the same
win.
Way. All right.
So you're agreeing.
That scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're all, just repeat one more time. They are all statement,
are all statement games.
I'm making a statement in everything
your
I do.
Your shirt is in.
Socks are up. Socks
in,
high.
Jack's tight, socks tall.
Oh, jacks are
in,
tight.
Jack's tight, socks tall.
Jack's tight and socks tall.
Correct.
Wait. How does that go?
Shirt
again?
In.
Shirt's in. Jock's tight, socks tall.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
You can put it together.
Battling, battling.
I can up your Friday Night Lights motto.
Friday Night Lights must have stolen that from Joe Newton because he Probably. Was doing it for 50 years, right, Dustin? Come on.
He's no longer with us, unfortunately.
But I'm saying, when he started, it was a long time ago. Well before that show ever took off.
I will match you football phrase for football phrase all day.
All right. We'll do that with Dan and Connor next. Are they here or are they still on the auto show?
I think
they're
here.
Are they just there for
they're
the rest
the boat
of
the show now?
They're here?
The boat show. No.
They're at the boat show.
They're not at the boat show. They're here. They're
why
here.
Would they? Don't put them out on the lake. It's not the day for it.
Oh, it'd be a great day out on the lake.
Just drop Dan in the lake.
Dan and his metrics.
Why is everyone so mean to Dan? We'll talk. We'll
Dan
ask
Connor
him that next.
Math on a boat. This hour has been brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Get ready to go green and get your Irish on at the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle on Sunday, March 22nd. Don't miss your chance to participate in a one-of-a-kind celebration through the streets of Chicago. Learn more at shamrockshuffle.com.
I have to go to the gym and untangle my headphones while warming up on the treadmill. And I'll finally untangle them 4 miles later, at which point I'm going to be real tired! Oh, yeah!
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
And once I put my headphones in, I'll realize my phone's dead! Then I get to run in silence!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
And the guy looked at me like, who are you? And I was like, oh, well, you know, Chris invited me. And they're like, oh, okay. So then I go in, I put my beer down, the people introduce themselves to me. But the house number was exactly the same. So I go in and I sit down, and these people are very nice. I'm sitting there for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, this just seems wrong. So I text Tanny. I'm like, am I at the right place? I cut my losses, I get in my car, and I go the next block over to Tanny's.
If you know someone who told you a story of a man just showing up to their Super Bowl party, please find those people. We need to talk.
I'm looking at this random guy just walking up my driveway. My little six-year-old daughter runs up to him. Hi, how are you? And he's like, hi, I'm Rick.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hey, Stoney.
Hello, Lawrence.
You've listened to some of the interviews that the players have had. There's a lot of optimism, but it's not misplaced optimism. It's optimism built on the acquisitions by Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams. I mean, you add Encarnacion, you add Mazzara, you add Gio Gonzalez and Keuchel. You look around at some of the guys that were added to this team, with Grandal being a guy who brings the left-handed presence they really need to help Moncada from the left side. Bizarre at 24 years old is only going to get better. This is a team going to score a whole lot of runs. And defense is a factor. And Lewis Robert now signed, meaning he'll probably be, assuming that he stays healthy, and I'm assuming he would, he's going to be the everyday center fielder, which is going to really help the defense.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary,
The ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.